My name is Agnieszka Holland. I'm a filmmaker from Poland. I live between France and Los Angeles now, making the movies in different countries. And the movie which you will be probably the most interested about of me, it was Europa Europa, the story of the Jewish boy during the Second World War who first joined the communist youth organization, and after he was caught by German and hiding his identity, he became the Wehrmacht hero and then the member of the very exclusive Hitler Youth school. The swastika, it is the cross with broken arms, which is normally put into the white circle. It's black on the front of the white circle. And in the flags and so it's surrounded by red. It's very simple, a very graphic symbol. It means it's impossible to forget it once you've seen it. I imagine that, for example, if it didn't exist, if I'm looking for the logo for some kind of, you know, computer animation or advertising, and somebody show me swastika, I will tell, oh, that is amazing, it's very good, it's very strong graphic symbol. It means, yes, it's striking, but what we know now, what everybody knows, that is connected to this specific and maybe the most terrible and murderous period of human history. I think that Nazis chose swastika as their symbol first because of the mythological meaning. It means they felt connected in some way to these fire symbols of ancient cultures. But I think that the main reason it was this broken cross, Hakenkreuz, how they call swastika, the Nazi call swastika, Hakenkreuz. And it had something to do with their wish to break the symbol of the Christianity. When they invented the symbol, when they started to use the symbol, after coming to the power and after expanding their power over Europe and over the world, they used the symbol so often and in so many places that in some way it became probably the strongest image of the Nazi period. But the swastika was not only on the banners of flags or the symbols of the propaganda and power, but it appeared also on the everyday objects or toys or lollipops or watches or lighters or even on the socks. The first time I seen swastika, it had to be in Poland. I was born after the Second World War in 1948, but in Poland, you know, Second World was practically part of the present, not the past. I think the first time I've seen it, actually I've seen it in the documentary when I was probably 4 or 5. Probably I knew immediately what it was, what it meant, because it made the part of the family stories. My mother was in the underground and my nanny was deported to Germany for the forced labor. It means my father was Jew and all his family perished in the Warsaw ghetto. It means, you know, for me it was very clear. The connotation of the symbol is never one-dimensional. It's always different to different people. In Germany it's forbidden. In Germany all Nazi symbols are forbidden, which is totally understandable. On another hand, wakes up the kind of the unhealthy curiosity, you know, when something is forbidden fruit, especially young people who doesn't understand the meaning of that, wants to touch it or see it. I would love, you know, to think that will come the time when this stolen meaning, this Nazi meaning, will be forgotten, you know, by humanity, and will come back to the first meanings of the symbols. But I think we are a very long way to do so.